I'm in the chocolate and pastry era of my life, I think, right now. Really feeling its effects, which is probably why I love these shorts so much.
Forgiving.
Yes, so forgiving. Oh, man. Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, I help you learn how to feel healthy, look good, and plan a life you actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today, I am back with my good friend, Katie Duckett. We had so much fun last week catching up, telling you guys about what's been going on in our lives, what's been going on with Katie. But we have even more updates this week. We were going to do just a solid summer favorites episode. And don't worry, there are lots of those in this episode as well. But then we also had even more updates to talk about with graduations and things that our kids have coming up that we're super excited about, and all kinds of really fun things that we just kind of ran down some rabbit trails talking about. But I think it's a really fun episode. But then we also do wind around to some upcoming shows that I'm looking forward to watching, and some of our favorite summer things like shorts and coffee. So be sure you listen to the very end to hear all the fun things that we talk about. But before we get to this week's episode, I do want to let you guys know that I am so excited to be opening the doors again to my Live Well Planned Live course. Okay, so last year I did this, but I did it in cohort form. This year, I've transferred it over to a course format so that all the information is a little bit more easily accessible than it was last year, but I still maintain that ability to do live video with all of the participants so that they can get that instant feedback and I can really be in there answering people's questions. And then I have another level that people can join if they want more of that one-on-one help, really that hand-holding to help revolutionize their planning and their organization of their life. So that's what this course is about. If I haven't mentioned it, it's actually about looking at all the overwhelm of your life, everything on your to-do list, everything that you've got kind of bogging you down. And maybe your life isn't looking exactly the way that you want it to. Maybe you're not enjoying it like you think you should be able to, or being as productive as you want to be, but you're not even sure where to start. You look at your endless to-do list and all of the things that are constantly pulling for your attention, and you just don't know exactly how to put systems in place or create routines or even just whittle down the list that you have that just seems like it's continuously added to, but not a lot of things are checked off of. Well, that's where I come in. I'm really good at helping you figure out all of those things, and I have developed a step-by-step process to help get you from overwhelmed to well planned, where you can go from having all of those things on your list to actually having them organized in a way that you're taking action on them and creating plans that you follow through on. Not just plans that you put all the effort into and then never do anything with. These are plans that actually work with your life, because that's the thing about this process. It's not just a standard cookie cutter format that I'm walking you through. You really are able to customize these basic methods to work for your personality, your family, your particular time and season in life. So, this course walks you through how to customize planning to your unique personality and your unique bents towards planning and follow through. It really is pretty incredible. We had rave reviews last year from all of the ladies who participated, and I would love to get you in there and be able to help you to have that same sort of relief so that you can get through the rest of this summer and actually enjoy it. So you can head into next school year and feel prepared and on top of things and not like you're constantly behind the eight ball. Okay. It's going to be so much fun. I know it sounds crazy to say that planning will be fun, but I promise it will be. I really can't wait to get in there with you and really help you to just get your life together. So come join me for Live Well Planned. We are kicking this course off on June 28th, but you're going to want to reserve your spot as soon as possible. So head over to mackenziecoppa.com/livewellplanned. You'll be able to see all of the details there. I can't wait for you to join me. It's going to be a good time. Go to mackenziecoppa.com/livewellplanned. Welcome back, Katie.
Hello.
Okay, so following last week's like heavier episode, We thought we would have a more lighthearted episode this week and dig into some of the things that we're enjoying at the beginning of summer or the things that we are looking forward to this summer. So we're going to talk about like some clothing things, some shows, books, whatever we come up with, really.
Okay. Sounds
so
good.
I think it will be fun. But I will say, first of all, we actually got to see each other, which is a rare occurrence. And you put on just such a nice graduation party for Jack. It was so fun. I only lived through the amount of times I humiliated myself, maybe like 5 or 6 times that night as I was falling asleep.
Does everybody else do that? Like you run over a social situation later and you're like, oh shoot. Oh shoot.
Yeah.
I just don't think that that's unusual, but you did not come off embarrassing yourself publicly. It's in your head.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Thanks.
At least a couple of times. Like when your husband went in to give me a hug and I did the panicked, like, oh, I shouldn't give him a hug at the front. And so I like turned to the side, but it was too late and I nuzzled my face into his neck and it was like, oh, here we are. I don't know what to do.
He has not mentioned that,
thank
nor
God.
Thought that was odd or strange or brought it up like, you know, I tell you. Kind of a weird hug. No.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, she's just like this very lonely gal who just is going to get comfort wherever she can get it. She put her head on my shoulder. Like she just was really having a rough time. I'll give it to her. Oh my gosh. So bad.
But like I said, nobody better. Like he's a good hugger.
It's fine.
You're fine. You're safe. It's okay.
I mean, I had nearly a full-on panic attack just getting to the party because I always think like, oh, that sounds good. But then as I'm headed to an event like that where I'm like, okay, you are my friend who I would want to see. And maybe there will be a couple of other people there that I want to see. But for the most part, this is going to be a group of people that I don't really know. And you are probably going to be busy hosting and talking to all of those people. And then I am like plunged straight back into high school of like walking into the cafeteria not having anyone to sit with. And it was like, I hate this. I need like a significant, well, technically, supposedly I have a significant other, but I want like a real one that goes to these kinds of things with me.
Yes.
That I have like that built-in security blanket of like, there's somebody for me to talk to.
Yes.
Because otherwise you just end up like, I'm going to act like I'm busy on my phone and dealing with really important things right now because I don't have anybody to talk to.
Did that happen?
Yes.
It did. I did not notice. Like, I don't think you stood out in that way.
Oh.
I did not notice. And I kept my eye around. Like, you just looked very confident and like you were always in a conversation every time I looked up.
Well, of course I looked confident. I'm a 3. I'm going to come off a certain way. It doesn't mean I'm comfortable or things are going well. Just giving off those vibes.
At least there's that. At least you're not looking awkward, looking around awkward and everybody knows. Yeah.
But other than that, it was a really like lovely party and fun to send off, and it was fun to get to talk to your mom and see everybody. And I maybe took more cookies than I should have, and I may have hidden them from my children and ate them all myself before the end of the weekend, but you know, it's okay.
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah.
Plenty of cookies. There were plenty of cookies to go around.
Yeah. So that's what I figured. It's like, seems like there's enough here. So
yeah. Well, and I think everybody had that. Like if I hadn't had cookies, I think people would have been disappointed because I didn't have any cookies on the buffet. And I had so many people say, wait, where's the cookies? Don't worry. There's cookies, guys. Yeah. Don't worry.
Ellie's first comment when I told her we were going to your party was, is she making the food? And I said, well, I think there's going to be like pizza and stuff. And she was like, what? I'm not going if she's not making the food.
Oh, I'm glad she felt
like,
that way.
I'm sure there will be something, Ellie. Don't worry.
Yes. I had to put my stamp on it. But as I think I shared last week, it was so hard because when your house is on the market, You cannot utilize your kitchen the way you're used to. Everything you do has to have a low footprint, be able to clean up quickly. And that was extremely tricky. And I knew that that would be coming. And so I did as much ahead as I could, but still I ran into that snag of like, oh shoot, I thought I'd have my kitchen by this weekend and I don't. So what do I need to do? And our friend, we have a friend who had a graduation party at the same time, and she wanted to order cookies. And I was like, I am so sorry. I cannot do it. I can't. So that was tough. I would have liked to have had a little more normalcy to throw his party. I would have done it. I mean, it was great. The way it worked out was great. I don't have regrets, but in my head, a graduation party of that magnitude would have looked a little different. But luckily, I mean, it doesn't always have to be to the level that I typically do things anyway. Like it was totally fine. It was great. So, and it was easy on me, which I don't always end parties feeling like that was easy on me. That's not usually the way it
Well,
goes.
and you still didn't really go easy on yourself because last minute you ended up having seven to
Oh my
9-year-old
gosh.
girls over for the night.
How did that happen? Were you standing with me when I okayed all of that? Like, I don't even know how that developed, but suddenly there were seven little girls all in the 8-year-old range spending the night. Like, all of a
You were
sudden,
just like
that's what
caught up
happened.
in the moment and you were game.
I guess so. And I've been saying no so much, especially these cousins, especially, who just have a real fervor to stay and been like, oh, we're getting the house ready to show. Oh, the house is on the market. We can't have, and so now finally I'm like, okay. And then Scott looked at me, he's like, okay, so you said yes. So you're gonna have to take the bulk of this and tell them to be quiet 50 times. And he's like, this is on you. I was like, it is. What did I do?
And my child was one of them, which I think it like had started with the cousins and then she got in there. And she's a lot like Roman in that way. She can just come into this group of people she's never met or she hasn't seen in like a year. And she's like, I'm here. Let's join the pack. And
Yes.
so it was like, there she was. She was
It
in
was
it.
really impressive. I thought it was so fun to have her included, and I'm so glad we did it and it's done. Now, hopefully all their little hearts are satisfied and they felt included and loved on, and now, I don't really have to do that again, right? It's
Oh,
over
I don't think
with.
so.
I
I think you're good. You've
think
paid your dues.
I know. Well, there's still the boys, but at least the girls' side of things are satisfied.
Because that was like a full-on sleepover that you would like plan in advance for.
Well, and if I'd only, because I was thinking, I have to, this is a side note, but I have to tell this funny story about my projector. Okay, do we have a second? Okay, so I have a Kodak Luma 150, I think is what it is. It's a pocket projector, and I use it to decorate cookies. So I am not technologically savvy, but I have figured out how to do this one thing. I download the design on my phone, I save it to files, I Bluetooth connect my Luma, and I can project it on there. Like, I can do this. They both have to be on the same Wi-Fi. So when we changed routers, that was a whole thing. But back on track, I can do this one thing. So last week, one of the people who was helping plan my mom's retirement party, she said, we put together this video for your mom over the last 20 years she's been at home. There's old pictures, it's set to music, there was drone footage at the fair day, which was another like retirement party for her. And they're like, we really want to play this at our retirement party we were hosting. And she said, so it's all ready to go, all we need is a projector. Do you know anybody who has a projector? And I was just like, huh, no. And then I said, wait, I have one. I use it for cookies, but do you think? And so we looked it up on Amazon where I got it, and she's like, this is perfect. This is it. This is better than what I was even looking for. And I was like, really? Okay. All right. I have that. So I'll bring it. So she and I together stumble through, but without any tech support, we did it. She brought speakers because otherwise it would have just projected the volume of my phone. We bought speakers. We had to figure this all out, but we did it. We were so like happy high fives. Neither of us could believe it that we put this together ourselves, that I actually had the projector and it did what we needed it to do. And it opened up this whole world of like, I have a projector. It actually can work for more than just this one little niche thing I've been asking it to do. So if I all I'm saying with this is that if I had had time to plan this event for the girls, they slept like sardines on June's floor, just lined up, pillows and blankets, and I would have projected a movie on the ceiling. It would have been really fun. I didn't have time, and it just. But if I'd had a little bit of time to plan this sleepover, it would have been more than it was. As it was, it was loud and chaotic and quick, and they seemed very contented. But yeah, me and my projector, we can do more things than I
You
expected
can.
for future reference.
That's so
Have a
funny.
projector.
Yes, this not just made for cookies.
Oh
In
my gosh.
fact, they probably never dreamed it would be used for cookies.
Oh,
And
and
they
it's like
created
just this one thing I ask it to do, and it
it.
does. And so I've just, pigeonholed it.
That's
Turns
so
out.
funny.
And we had a similar experience with my Cricut, which again, I really just have just for a very limited use with cookies. And Jack has wanted to use it for his Hoop Fest. He wants to do hats and t-shirts. And last year, man, it was rough. We did it,
Yeah, I remember.
remember? But it was tough between us, like interpersonally, because he's such a perfectionist and I'm
And
more
didn't
of
it like cost a ton of money and
yes. It was just a whole thing. And then he was up until like 2 in the morning perfecting this. And I just abandoned him at like 10. I was like, I'm out. Suck. Suck, honey. And I'm out. And so this year, I just cringed. He's telling me what he wants to do. And he's like, Mom, I've been researching this. I want to do print then cut. And I was like, no, I don't think mine doesn't do that. And he's like, yes, it does. And I said, I've never heard of print then cut. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't deal with this. And he's like, can I just use your machine? And I was like, sure. Well, you wouldn't even believe what it can do. We were both like giddy. He got this special transfer, dark transfer paper, something, I don't know, but you run it through your printer. It looks like an 8x11 sheet of paper, but it's actually like a sticker kind of. And so you design your design and then you print it exactly. So it comes off exactly like it was on the computer. And then you put it through the Cricut and it cuts it out intricately. And anyway, it's so specific and perfect. And if only we'd known about it a year ago. But anyway, he's like, Mom, you do not even know what this thing can do. And you're right. I do not. I have no clue. It's so funny, the mountain of technology I could be sitting on. And I'm just like, just do this one little thing and I'm happy.
And you could have like whole worlds if you just were able to break into it. I feel that
Oh,
way about so many things, so much
right.
of the time.
And I'm glad I don't know it all up front because I'd be so overwhelmed I wouldn't probably even know for the one thing I need it for. But if it's just funny to see these things unfold, like, whoa.
That's funny. I love it.
I
And
know.
he has some big news too. He finally
Yes, he
knows
finally
where he's going to
committed. He
school.
knows where he's going. I paid the deposit. We're in motion. And because it's mid-June, like course registration is today. The
Oh
housing
my goodness.
stuff, the survey with like for your roommate, that's due this week. Like the health forms were due May 15th. Like now we're like, oh my gosh, we have a lot to do. We've got to get on
Now
this
you're in it.
right now. Yeah. But it is finally. He found out the day before graduation, which was just so nice. Like we went to graduation knowing where he was going. It wasn't like a loose end. It's everything is tied up. Our house is sold. He's moving where he's like, it feels so much better. Like, okay, we can breathe. A lot of the things that, well, I mean, we still don't know where we're moving to. That could feel like a loose end.
But you have somewhere to stay until you figure that out. And so,
Yeah, so we're not
but
paying, but it would be nice to know.
yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah, I would think so. But I think just knowing the school thing, because that was lingering for so many months. So that's really exciting.
Really, really was. And it was so good to like grow in that in between. Everything is better retrospectively when you look at it. Oh, that was tough, but there was so much good growth, and we just had a lot of opportunity to trust God and let him work through what looked like limitations, and only he can do those
Yeah.
things. And it's just so good to see that process kind of come to fruition and now be on the other side of it. Oh.
Well, and even just like financially, how because you waited, they kept increasing the scholarship amounts and, all of that kind of thing is just pretty
Yes.
incredible.
It was great. It was great. And so for engineering, like I just don't think it gets better. This school, and then because of the waiting, like they really did show how much they value him and want him. And
Yeah.
that was nice to have him be kind of sought after in that way and feel like, oh my goodness, they're willing to put money there and keep putting
Yeah.
money there. And like,
Yeah.
how do we turn that down, you know?
That's
But
awesome.
yeah, it was great. So we're on the other side of it.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, and I don't think I told you this either. And I swear, you guys, we are going to get to our things we're looking forward to and our favorites in just a second. But this was another thing that happened on our end of things. So Roman got this internship for the local PBS station that he's going to be working at all through the school year next year. And he gets high school credit and he will also get paid and all these amazing things. So it's so exciting. But he was at graduation for his school on Sunday night because his band was playing. So he was there playing in the band. And PBS, the PBS people who are actually the ones leading the internship, were there and they came and found him. Because they said, wait, we are at this school's graduation. We know he's in the band. We know he plays the drums. He's got to be over there. And so he was over there and he said he just heard his name called out and he turned around and they were like, it's Roman. We saw your
Oh
video.
my
We're
gosh.
so excited to work with you. When you have a break, like come back and look at our equipment. And he had just emailed them to be like, I'm so excited. Thank you for this opportunity. If you have any opportunities this summer. And they were like, we're not sure if we can make the summer thing work, but we really would love to. We're trying to look into it. And he was like, I don't even care if you pay me. Like, just let me be there. And they were like, well, your time is valuable. And so we want to like compensate you if we're able to bring you in. But so there might be a possibility that he can actually kind of get started this summer. And yeah. So he was just over the moon, and they were so excited to meet him like in person. And he was just like, I think he was starstruck, but he also felt so honored that they like figured out that he was there and came and tracked him down. So it was pretty cool. He was just over the moon when he got home from graduation that
That
night.
is the coolest.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. So it's nice to see like, our kids, like people being excited about what they have to offer and excited about them. And so much is going to happen in this next year.
So much, so many big things, and really steps into the future. Like, just really cool.
Yeah. So it's very exciting summer. So much to find out and see.
Yes.
And okay, ladies, by now you know that I absolutely adore my Caraway cookware. I'm not just saying that. I absolutely adore these pans. And I have been on a mission this summer to make my life as easy as possible because I have a lot of things that are really difficult right now. And when I don't have to worry about my cookware, because one, it's super easy to cook in, nothing sticks to these pans, which is amazing. It's also super easy to clean up, so I can do it, or better yet, one of my kids can, and everything just slides right off the pans. Super easy to get them all back to spick and span. But also, on top of that, the most important is that they're non-toxic. I don't have to worry that all this money I'm spending on all of these ingredients is just for nothing because they're getting infiltrated with all of these toxic chemicals. Not so with Caraway. Their ceramic coating is completely free of all of those junky forever chemicals that we desperately want to avoid. So I love that I can trust them in every sense of the word for my entire family, and they make my life a little bit easier. Plus, did I mention that they look beautiful in my kitchen? I mean, I am a three on the Enneagram. I really care about presentation. And they're gorgeous. They're not like typical pans. They can coordinate with whatever kitchen you have. I have the cream ones. They are perfectly within my vibe. I have a saute pan and a Dutch oven that I use pretty much every single day, and I absolutely adore them. I don't even care if I leave them out on the stove because they look so beautiful. But then when I do want to put them away, I also really appreciate that Caraway has thought of that too. They come with a storage system so you're not having to stack things on top of each other or losing lids. It's just so well thought out in every single sense that they could come up with. Beautiful pans that work well, they're non-toxic, and they organize well. What more could you ask for? So don't miss Caraway's summer refresh event from June 20th to July 15th. For a limited time, get 10% off site-wide on the internet's favorite kitchenware. It's the perfect time to take care of all of your summer gifting as well, ideal for both graduates and newlyweds. With cookware, bakeware, food storage, and tea kettles to choose from, there's something for everyone. So visit carawayhome.com/livewell to get 10% off during their summer refresh event. Certain exclusions apply. That's carawayhome.com/livewell or use the code LIVEWELL at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Speaking of things that are coming that I'm excited for, there's some shows coming out. This is a drastic change in the direction that we're talking about, but there are a few shows that I'm very excited are coming out very soon. So one of them looks completely ridiculous and I'm not at all sure how I'm going to be able to watch it yet. I have to figure out how to finagle that. But there's a show, a reality show called Stars on Mars, where they are bringing in these celebrities and putting them like out in the desert, basically like on the set of The Martian is like what I think it looks like. And they have to live as though they're living on Mars. So if they go outside, they have to wear like the full space suit. They have to like eat the weird food. They have like all the things. And it's people like Marshawn Lynch, who is hilarious. If you've ever seen him do improv comedy, like he was on... Now, I can't think. Yes, he was on Will Arnett's show on Netflix. I can't think of the name of it. I will find it. He was hilarious. Murderville. Okay. Will Arnett has this show on Netflix called Murderville, where he plays this ridiculous detective. And he is the only one, like everyone there are actors and they know the basic plot of where they want the show to go. But they bring in a celebrity who has to be like a detective for a day and try to figure out like who murdered the person that gets murdered in the episode. And it's so ridiculous. And they make them do all these crazy things. And it's hilarious. He was so funny. And so the fact that he was on this, I was like, oh, I'm in. I have to watch it now. So yeah, I'm very excited to try to track down how I can watch that.
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. And then Outlander comes out this Friday. So I will fully admit that nothing can beat like the first two seasons that they had. Like nothing has ever compared to those first two seasons. But nonetheless, I'm excited. I didn't love last season, but I'm hoping this season will somehow be better. You just have to love Jamie and Claire. And so I'm excited to see what's coming. And yeah, it's Outlander. The Droughtlander season is finally ending. That's what it's called.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm very excited for that to start this Friday, but probably even more excited than that, the following Friday, the second season of The Bear comes out. Have you watched The Bear?
No.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. It's about this chef who's like this incredible chef whose brother owned like this dive restaurant. I think it was called The Beef. And it was in Chicago and it was just like, they just did like sandwiches and whatever. Well, his brother dies and leaves him the restaurant. And so he is used to working in like these Michelin starred restaurants. And he comes back to this place where they totally don't, you know, have a good way of like being efficient or like any of that kind of stuff. And he brings his like star chef quality to this restaurant, trying to get these people who have worked there forever on board. And his cousin's in the mix and he's a really rough character. And it's like there are comedic notes, but it's also a drama. Okay. But it was like so well acted that, I mean, the guy who plays the lead, whose name is escaping me at the moment. I think he won an Emmy, but he delivers this monologue in one of the episodes where it's just one shot the whole time. And it is so incredible. Like, his acting, you would never know he was acting. Like, it feels so authentic and amazing. And like, it was just so well done. You love all the characters. Ridiculous things happen. And yeah, I can't say enough good things about it. So this it's next season, The Bear. Yeah.
And what's it on?
Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Okay.
So I am very excited for the second season of that. I've been waiting since last summer to see this next season. So Roman did watch it with me. There are some language and different things like that. But he and I both, like, during that monologue scene, our jaws just hit the floor. We were like, this deserves so many awards. It was so good. So
wow. Okay. Yeah. Checking it out.
That's a good one. So those are the shows that I'm most looking forward to right now. There's a couple of movies we're hoping to see, but nothing huge right now. We did see the new Guardians of the Galaxy. Have you seen that?
Nope.
Okay. Well, a lot of people are loving it, which I think, like, it's definitely better than, like, the Marvel things that we've been seeing come out for the last little while. I mean, it was good. I felt like it could have been tightened up and shortened up a little bit. It was very long, but it was, like, it was fine. I don't know if some of, like, the Marvel sheen is just kind of, like, wearing off for me, and I'm just not enjoying it the way that I used to. I don't know that I've enjoyed any of the Marvel stuff as much as I did, like, pre-Endgame, but it was fine. It was fun to go to with him, so.
Okay.
That's kind of my thoughts on that.
I'm supposed to go see a Transformer movie with Callan.
Oh, Roman wants to see that really bad. Rise of the Machines, I think.
Something like that. And so he's been on this kick where I have to watch all of the movies before I can go. And so I am stumbling through spending this quality time with him and catching up and going. But I have to say, my heart's just not in it.
I know. It's a rough one.
I'm trying because it is so... It matters to him, so I'm trying. But he has drawn, like, in detail every... He has a notebook of Transformers, and he doesn't want any spoilers, so he's keeping himself away from anything that anywhere they might come up, and he's just eager to get there.
That's
so
funny.
And I need a little date night, and maybe soon.
Yeah, get it over with. I know, when we went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy, that was one of the previews. And it was funny because they showed, like, Fast X or whatever, the newest Fast and the Furious movie. And as ridiculous as those are, they have a certain amount of nostalgia for me because I was obsessed with Paul Walker. And I loved, like, those first couple Fast and the Furious movies when I was in high school. Like, ridiculous. Okay. Like, I wanted a Subaru WRX. Like, I don't know why I thought I could be, like, a race car driver. I know that sounds so stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But I loved those movies. So there was a certain amount of nostalgia, plus Jason Momoa's in the newest one. So I was watching that preview thinking, like, well, if I had to be forced to, like, go watch an action film, like, that might not be so bad. So the next preview was the Transformers preview, and that was the one Roman was like, no, I want to see that. And I was like, oh, no. Okay. Maybe you could go to that one with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you
go. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just love that Callan wants to do this.
Yes.
And he asked me, like, in February, and we keep the calendar, and we've had a lot of time to watch those movies and prepare, and he's definitely tried, and so it's just sweet. Like, I don't know how long he's gonna hold my hand and want to see a movie with me, and I'm like, yeah we'll do it, we'll make it special.
If he's anything like Roman, he will continue to want to see movies with you for a long time. Which was actually funny. So Roman has this whole list of movies that he either wants to see, or I am insisting, like, if you are going into film, then you need to see these movies. And we pretty much, like, have all of Spielberg's catalog on this list. The one I'd been trying to get him to see was Jaws. I was like, you've got to see Jaws. It's such a classic. And there are so many things that went wrong in the filming. And, like, so much about it you need to see as a filmmaker. So finally, this past Friday, he said that he would watch it. But he was having his girlfriend over. And I was like, okay, I'm so excited that you're gonna watch Jaws. And he was like, well, wait a minute. Are you watching with us or are you gonna go upstairs? And I was like, I would love to watch with you. And he was like, that's not what I meant. I was like, okay, fine. I'll let you guys watch it. But it was funny because I was down there for maybe like the first 20 minutes. And I noticed that when things happen that are like cinematic, he looks at me. Or, you
Oh.
know, he does that like, oh, look at that. And I know how they did that shot. Like he looks at me because he knows we share the same interest together. Not that he doesn't like include her or whatever, but it's just his natural inclination is to look at me. And
Oh.
so later on, I just mentioned to him, I was like, I know like you enjoyed it, whatever. I think you would have had a better time though if you'd watched it with me because you like to be able to talk about those things and have somebody like get it.
Yeah.
And while she's lovely and she'll learn, like she doesn't get it the same way. It was the same way with the Oscars. When something would happen, we both look at each other and be like, can you believe they won? Or, you know, because we've watched all the movies and, you know, so it was this moment of sort of victory for me where I was like, you would
Oh,
have had more fun if you had watched it with me. And he kind of was like, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then he came back in my room maybe a half an hour later to show me this trailer of a movie that was all filmed with DSLR cameras. And it's like a major motion picture that's going to be coming out. It's got all these effects and everything, but it was made with a camera not that much different than what he has. And so he's so excited because it just like the whole world of film feels more attainable when this major motion picture was made with the same kind of camera. And so he was showing me the trailer and he was all excited about it. And he goes, now this I want to see with you in the theater. And he was like, I'll go see Spider-Man with my girlfriend, but this I want to see with you. And I was like, oh, see, I knew
I
it.
love that. I love that. And you know, that takes me down kind of a rabbit trail of something I've been thinking about and praying about, especially with boys ready to launch. You know, I have one launching. And then another one launching next year, and then another one launching the next year. And like, you want to keep them, you want to hold tight, but we're supposed to let go. And eventually, there's going to be a woman who comes in that we must let them go. And so, of course, food is always sort of my medium. It's always what I use to connect with people, but also analogously, it's like what I always go back to. And so, I know their favorite cookies. And I have that recipe, and I was just thinking about like I someday I'll give that recipe to the wife, you know, like that's how it works. And to be the kind of person that they want to spend time with, not that they have to, but like kind of like you're saying, I want to be able to let go well enough that they don't feel guilted. They don't feel like they just there are some things that we share that are just ours that they want to spend time with me and do. But not because they have to, or they're gonna feel like they're letting me down if they like that's not the way I wanna let go of them. I wanna let go of them fully and well, and then allow them to come back and see those things and not like point them out like, you know, if you really wanna have fun, you would tell mom and come with mom, you know, like you want that, but it's such a challenge to like really let go. And I'm just walking through that right now, feeling like, how do I do this well? How do I prepare my heart and their heart that they don't know how much it hurts? They should feel freedom to go, and that this is the natural progression, even though there's nothing natural about it. It hurts very, very deeply. It hurts. But so I've just been thinking about the places that right now I have that spot with them, like their favorite cookie. I'm the one who makes it. I know how to make it. I know how they like it. I know they know what it means when it's made. They know I'm loving them. They're like, that's our thing. And someday, like, I have to be willing to share that recipe and give it to somebody else because it's their thing. And you know, like, it's just this whole heart transition that I'm just working through and thinking through. But I love that you and Roman share that. And as you release it, like I bet he does come back with certain things that just belong to the two of you. And it's just a challenge not for us to feel owed, you know, not for us. Like, that's mine. And it, like, nope, that's not how it's supposed to work. And so anyway, I've just been thinking about that a lot.
Well, and it's just even that realizing like some things are just more fun with people who get it. Like, and it's not just with your parents or your kids or like, that's kind of across the board. It's more fun. It was more fun for me to go and see Hamilton with my kids who were super invested in it and who knew every word right along with me than it would have been for me to go with my parents who weren't as invested in it.
Sure.
You know, like there's just that same kind of thing. It's more fun to talk about things and participate in things with people. I mean, I think it's the same way. Like, I will go along to sports if I am invited, and I will be excited for you that we are doing this sports thing. But
even the way you're saying that, I can feel your fire.
Right? Like, yeah. But I don't really know what's going on. And if someone I know isn't playing the sport, I'm much less invested. And it's like, you know, that person who wants me to come along to the sport isn't going to have as much fun as they would if they were going with somebody who was equally invested. It's just the way it is, you know.
It's just the facts. But then to be the kind of person, which is something we talk about a lot in our mentoring program, but so you can change the kind of person, or you can become the kind of person who, and so to be the kind of person who releases people from feeling obligated that I should be, like, I cannot be included and give that and be like, no, that's not really as much my thing. And I'm okay with you doing that in the way that makes it the most fun. Like, but allowing that release is so pivotal in relationships where you have that security to be like, it's not that I don't want you included. It's that I want to be with this person who really understands it and would enjoy it the most. Like, what a gift we can give people when we can free ourselves from feeling, when we can think the best and allow that grace.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah, sorry, that was a total side note of our summer.
I know, we've had a few.
We've had some rabbit trails today.
Yeah. Okay, hang in there with us, guys. There's a lot of life happening right now. So much life.
Isn't that the truth? The hard, really, really hard, emotionally charged things, and then like the comic, great everyday life moments. Like, I just ping ponging in my head between like everything is sacred, everything, the normal and nothing moments, and then the big, big hard moments. Like,
Okay, ladies, it's that time of year when we all start to have a little bit more going on, some events that maybe we want to attend. And I would say whether it's a date or a wedding that you need to go to, or even just an everyday kind of thing, sometimes you just want a little shapewear to help things to, you know, look the way that you want them to. And Honey Love has got you covered. They've got their best-selling superpower shorts. I have a pair of these, and they are the perfect thing to throw on under a springy dress that I want to wear when I go out for a date or I go out with my girlfriends. They really took their time in designing these so that they work with your body, not against it. So they have this Signature X that targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. And they have targeted compression technology. I think this is really interesting because it distinguishes between the areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. So they're way more comfortable than other shapewear I've tried, where it's just like suck you in and you just gotta hope and pray you make it until the end of the evening and you don't need to use the bathroom. Like, these ones are totally different. Speaking of needing to use the bathroom while you're wearing shapewear, they've even thought of that too. They have a 100% cotton gusset so you can skip the extra undies. Plus, it has a convenient opening in the panty area so you can use the bathroom with ease without having to have a costume change. And you also don't have to worry about the superpower shorts rolling down, you know, when you've had that happen where it just like creates an even more ridiculous situation under there than what you've got on your own. But not so with the superpower shorts, thanks to their flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. It's going to keep it up where it belongs and just have a nice smooth fit for your entire day or evening or whatever you want to wear them for. And just as a little extra, this piece also has a booty lifter. I'm just saying, if you want to like get everything up where it needs to be, then you're going to feel really cute in these superpower shorts. And Honey Love even has more than just sculpt wear. They have incredibly comfortable bras, tanks, and leggings for everyday support. Honey Love is just as easy to put on as it is to take off. Shapewear shouldn't be hard. So treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com. Just use my code LIVEWELL at honeylove.com to get that 20% off your next purchase. That's honeylove.com/livewell. Well, and one thing that I've been like singing about this on Patreon and whatever, I'm going to say a small joy I've been having so far this summer are these new shorts that I bought. They
No.
are like a miracle. I don't even know how to express how much I love these shorts, how much I wish I had them in every single color. They are the most comfortable shorts I think I've ever owned.
What are they? Just what are
Okay,
they?
I will
I'm
tell
ready
you. I will
now.
tell you. They are the Trekkie shorts from Athleta. So I had a gift card from Christmas because I had returned a pair of pants that my mom got me, and I forgot I had it in my wallet. My mom reminded me a couple weeks ago, like, you need to go use that. And so I went down there, and these shorts, well, first of all, I found so many things that fit and I wanted, but of course I couldn't get. But these shorts took the cake. They were the ones that I landed on. You know, sometimes when you're putting, they're like elastic waisted, but they come up really
They're
high.
really high-waisted. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
I love how high-waisted it is.
Yes. And, but sometimes when you're putting on those kind, like you really have to like shimmy yourself into them. You're
Right.
gonna, but these do not feel that way. They just like go on so easy. The fabric is super comfortable. It's like, I don't ever want to put on my jean shorts again. Like,
Oh,
this is the only
done.
pair I want to
Sold. I
wear.
am in this there, and there's a couple cute colors, and there's some on sale right now.
They
Like
are
the
just so
blue.
good. I have
Okay.
like the blue, the dusty blue kind of color.
Cute. Okay. That one
Yeah.
is cute.
Yeah. And I feel like they're pretty neutral. They go with a lot of different stuff. And I just love them. They've got great pockets. Like I can put my phone in the back pocket. They have zipper pockets on the side. They just are so good. I never want to wear anything else. I'm going to be hard pressed to be in anything else this summer.
For high praise, I am sold. I'm in.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna get the black.
I wish
Black.
I had a pair of the black too.
Well, it's just a good place to start because black
Yeah.
is already slimming, and it helps. I am so loving my shorts I invested in last season from Spanx. We probably talked about them online,
Yeah.
but they're the sunshine shorts, and I think I got four pairs last summer, and I am so thrilled with them still. They're
Wow.
wash and wear and just easy, and they always elevate a look. Like, and
Yeah.
like I said, I don't really see any reason to go back to jean shorts at this stage and juncture in my life. Like, I
Right.
don't really need that kind of depression happening,
Right.
because no matter what, the fabric is not comfortable. Like a jean,
Yes.
it's not comfortable.
It's
And then
not comfortable. It's
whatever,
not forgiving.
right?
Yeah.
Like, why? Why do that to yourself when you can look put together and also
Yes.
comfortable? So the Spanx, what is the twill? I feel like it looks like more dressed up than a jean short would,
Yeah.
and super super comfortable. So that's this year's. I was gonna stick with Spanx, but now I'm thinking about maybe instead of getting another pair of those, I'll look at the Trekkies, because
I
those are,
think you should.
well, okay, I'll do
They
it.
just, they're just so comfortable. I love how high up they come, but they're also, it's not like I am wearing like a compression garment or something. Like they
Yeah.
just are comfy and, but also look nice. So I love them.
Oh, that
Can't
is
say enough
high.
good things. Yeah.
Love it. Okay.
I've also been revolutionizing my coffee a little bit. So
Okay.
changing things up a little bit for summer. So last year I got this great, let me see, I think I pulled it up here. This great cold brew pitcher that I can make my own cold brew in. So it's got like this little metal canister that drops down in the middle where you put your coffee into, unless you are not paying attention to what you're doing and you put your coffee in the other part of it and then you realize what you've done and you have to wash the whole thing out and start all over again, which hasn't happened to me numerous times so far this summer. But if you're paying attention to what you're doing, then you put the coffee in there and I brew it for like 24 hours. I've been using, because I started reacting this year to caffeine like way worse than I ever have before. And so I switched to decaf. And I have been using Four Sigmatics Calm, which has reishi mushrooms in it. And I've just found that, like, because caffeine can kind of like boost your anxiety, you know? But this like helps to go the opposite direction. So it actually like helps fight stress. So it has, I guess, chaga and reishi mushrooms in it, but you don't taste the mushrooms. And I use that for my cold brew. And then also, so this is a very recent find. So we went to a new coffee shop in town, New Love Coffee, and I love their coffee. It tastes so good. But I asked for oat milk the other day because sometimes I just don't do great with dairy. And I thought they made a mistake when they gave it to me because it was so creamy. I was like, there's no way that this was oat milk. She must have accidentally given me regular milk. So the next time I went in to order it, and the guy was like, well, what kind of milk do you want? And I said, well, normally I would go for an alternative, but I loved what they did last time. And I think they messed up and they gave me regular milk. And I'm telling him my life story. And he was like, I don't know. Our oat milk is very creamy. She might have given you the right thing. You just didn't realize it. I was like, okay, well, I'll try it again. And sure enough, it was just as creamy. And I was shocked. So it's by Oatly is the milk that they're using. And it is like just as thick as if I were drinking a regular milk. I mean,
well, where can you get this?
I guess Shell said that you can get it at the grocery store.
Well,
so
what?
I have not looked for it yet. I need to go track it down. She said there's actually like a barista version of Oatly that is supposed to be like thicker. Okay, Oatly, here, I found it on Amazon. Oatly oat milk barista. It was so good. So good. I don't even know what to say. I need to go find it at some local store or order it off of Amazon. But
and you can't get it at the grocery store.
She said she's seen it at the grocery store. I think she's gotten it before.
Okay, Oatly Barista.
Barista edition. And I guess they have a few different flavors. They have like chocolate and original, but it was so good. I could not believe how thick it was.
I just typed it in and it came up at every grocery store. So she is not, okay. She is right. It's around. And it says limited edition Oatly Barista, limited edition oat milk.
Yeah.
So,
well, they better make it a non-limited edition because it was so good.
Wow.
Which I know they say like oat milk can like spike your blood sugar more than some of the other milk alternatives. So that's something to be aware of. Maybe like, you know, pair it with some fiber. But I couldn't believe it. I've gone back to get their coffee a couple of times now because I've been getting a mocha there. And normally I really like Starbucks, and there's not usually another place in town where I'm like, oh, that is my favorite thing. But this New Love coffee has been, but I think a lot of it is down to the Oatly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always all for alternative milks that aren't awful.
Yeah.
It seems really hard to find them that you're just not like, oh, I just won't bother.
Well, and so I've gotten the oat milk, like the iced vanilla shaken espresso, whatever it's called, at Starbucks that uses oat milk, but it's very watery. And so that's what I was expecting when I got one at this other place. And then it was like, wait a minute, what is this?
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, right. Nothing but good things to say about that.
Okay. I'm going to try it. I've been doing a lot of, like, usually I do like a cold brew, but I've been doing a lot more iced Americanos. And I think something has changed with my, I don't know, my palate, but
yeah.
I want, I'm liking the bitter more.
Mm.
Like I'm the darker red wine, the more bitter tasting coffee. Like I don't know what to make of that, but that's kind of where I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you been going back keto again?
Sort of,
still?
But
okay.
I haven't had sugar for a while, but I have had flour occasionally. I try to be really cautious about it, but that's creeped in, but no sugar in a way.
I
and
wonder
that
if that's part of it
that
too.
Is what happens. Uh-huh. That's
yeah.
exactly what happens. Now that you're saying that, that is what happens. And so I really like the kind of the stronger the flavor of the Americano, the better, the more concentrated espresso flavor is working for me. So that's the direction I've been going, but it is nice to cut it with something creamy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I like the creaminess. Like I want that. So when I found this, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is amazing.
That's
yep.
really cool. Really
Although
cool.
I want a mocha. I want the chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in the chocolate and pastry era of my life, I think, right now. Really feeling its effects, which is probably why I love these shorts so much.
Forgiving.
Yes. So forgiving. Oh man. Yeah. And it's like I think back to the time when my mom's always been very petite, but the time she was the heaviest that she ever was right around the time that I was a senior in high school. So it's right around the same age
That's
that I'm at
interesting.
now. And I'm like,
Interesting.
I need to maybe
What's
pay more
going
attention.
on?
Because if I'm gonna have the pastry era, I might need to move my body. But then it also helps if my back isn't out. But I'm in
It
seven,
does.
so
That helps.
yeah. Well, there were a couple other things I was gonna talk about, but I feel like we've been talking for a while, so I should probably
Oh my
wrap things up.
gosh.
We'll have to come back to talk about like books and stuff like that. But
Yeah.
we had a lot of rabbit trails again today, but hopefully everyone enjoyed it, and at least everyone could go get themselves like some oat milk and a new pair of shorts. You'll thank yourself on both fronts.
Basically, eat your feelings
Yes, if
we're
you need a
not
good
advocates.
hand pie, I can tell you where to get one. Oh, goodness.
Oh, we'll make it through. We will. We'll make it through to the other side.
Yeah. I mean, life has to look different by like September. One
Oh,
way or
it,
another,
you know,
things are going
it's
to be different.
dramatically different for me. I don't even know
Dramatically different for
what
you.
I'm
I'm also hoping it may look a little dramatically different for me, but in
Yeah.
different ways. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping. Here's
Here's
hoping we
hoping. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you again soon. The
Okay.
next time we really do a podcast together, you might move, unless I can con you into one before then. You might not be here anymore.
It's so true. I might, who
Yeah.
knows where I'll be recording from, but
Yeah,
yeah,
crazy.
I
All
know.
right. I'll
Okay.
talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay,
Bye.
bye. All right, that is it for this week's episode, ladies. As always, you can find the show notes by going to mackenziekappa.com and clicking on podcast or swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on. I also think I forgot to mention at the top of the show that I have a new YouTube video out, and there will be a second one coming out this week as well. I am hitting it hard. I'm trying to show up in that space. So I go all over how to do a summer brain dump, including that free Trello board that we talked about last week that you can find at mackenziekappa.com/summer brain dump. So all of that is in that YouTube video. I would love for you to come and check it out. You can find me at Mackenzie Coppa on YouTube. The link will also be in today's show notes, so be sure not to miss it. And don't forget, if you want to get in there and be a part of our Live Well Planned summer course, I would love to have you come check out all the details at mackenziekappa.com/livewellplanned. I would love to get you in there and help you to just get a really good handle on your life and help you to be enjoying your life again and maybe ways that you haven't in a really long time. So again, come over to mackenziekappa.com/livewellplanned. Let's have some fun planning some stuff together. We're gonna have a great summer. mackenziekappa.com/livewellplanned. All right, ladies, I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next week, go be bold and gracious.